Will it be your first BBL trophy for 15 years? Just sum up your emotions for us.
It feels fantastic. You know, it's probably my favorite one so far. The feeling is just to overcome all the stuff we've come. An injury on last Sunday, one of our starters, and, you know, my first time full-time coaching and just being on the sideline and having to influence the game from the sideline. Everything, all that stuff, and just it makes it that much sweeter, I think.
Considering the start of the season that you had, I know we've talked about this before, you got off to such a kind of rocky start. You had those only 4 wins in 13 games. To now look around you and hold that winner's medal in your hand, how does that feel?
It feels amazing. You know, I think if anybody knows me, they know I always think I got a chance in anything I'm doing, and that's what I try to tell the team. And, you know, some of the guys joke about I'm the most competitive person they've ever met, just because I know that if you click at the right time, anything is possible, especially in basketball. And we were able to click after December, after we made those changes, and I knew if we got a good run and we got some momentum, we could beat anybody. So that's what happened.
And you've really saved your best performances for the knockout competitions, haven't you?
We got some clutch guys. You know, it's a new team, so you're always kind of iffy about what's going to happen. You don't have that confidence necessarily just because you haven't been experienced with them. But so far, these guys have never let me down. Every time it's a big game, BJ steps up, Demetri steps up, Mike steps up. Different people step up to make plays, and that's all you can ask for as a coach.
What was going through your mind? 8 seconds left, and BJ Holmes breaks away. He hits those 2 points on the free throw line. You're 2 points ahead, 8 seconds remaining. What's going through your mind?
I was hoping, well, of course I wanted to stop, to get a stop and win the game, but I was hoping no three, and I was thinking about what I was going to do for win the overtime. And if we got to stop, getting a timeout right away so we can get in the backcourt. Just, you know, game management stuff, really. You can't focus on win or lose. You got to think about the ifs and what happens. So that's what I was doing.
And, of course, you were without Mika Williams today. He was kind of sidelined with a foot injury. How big a loss was him? Or do you feel other guys stepped up in his absence?
I think, you know, we've played him a lot of times. We play a lot of different teams. And Mike is, you know, is a great shooter, but a lot of games he's been off and we've been able to play and be competitive. So he is a key guy, but at the same time, we have guys that are capable of stepping up and fill that hole. And defensively, we were strong. We pretty strong without him. With him, we're the same. So, you know, he's not a big defensive part of what we do, so I knew we could have a chance just defensively playing strong.
And just a word on Andrew Bridge. Of course, he's got his winner's medal today, a record 6 BBL trophy winner's medals. What's your reaction to that?
I mean, that's great. He's, you know, he's been around. He knows how to win. He knows what it takes, and he's... It's great for him. I'm happy for him, happy for everybody.
Where does this leave the club now? Does this give you a kind of springboard for the league and other competitions and maybe into next year?
Yeah, I think we still got a long ways to go to secure that playoff spot. It may come down to the last game of the week of the season. So, you know, what is the main thing is we got to bounce back and refocus on the league again. It's so much comes out of you in the trophy. Even when we made it to the final, we kind of dipped in energy level the following game. So we got to make sure as best as we can to come to do that. We got to do to make the playoffs and secure that spot. And as far as for next year and for future seasons, I hopefully it brings some more attention back to the Sharks. I know, you know, we've had so much success when I've been here, but it feels like I'm always a little brother to Chris Finch, and that's, you know, I aspire to have a career like him one day. But, you know, we just got to keep building our own thing and generate that interest again and get sponsors and people back involved, because we can do this more often if we get more support and grow as much as we can.
Do you hope this will get the Sharks more attention when it comes to, I don't know, bringing people in next season, if you do change the squad, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it hopefully it does, but I know it's always comes down to your final record and what you can do. So, you know, the playoffs are still important. You know, we can't lose sight on that, but I'm just going to try to enjoy it as much as I can, and hopefully, you know, like you said, this is a good springboard and it gives us confidence going forward. And some of these close games we're losing, now we have the confidence to win them.